You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. And we are joined on the line by a special guest to talk about some exciting changes and things that are happening with the upcoming Pride Centre, the Minister for Equality, Martin Foley. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all today?
Yeah, doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. Nice and chilly, but, you know, out and about.
Yep, the classic Melbourne vibe. So, now, you're talking to us today because, of course, the Pride Centre, this is something that's, you know, been in progress for a while and on track to be opened in 2020. We're still on track for 2020, is that right?
Yep, we're still on track. So, the demolition has all finished and the basement work and sort of coming back out of the hole down there in Fitzroy Street. And as you say, through the leadership that we've seen from the community-led Victorian Pride Centre board, we're expecting the facility to be up and running by the end of next year.
That's so exciting. So we've heard that there is actually some big news being announced. Are you able to share the news with us?
Yes. So the Joy Brekkie crew will be the first to know that a bit later this morning, the Pride Centre board will be announcing their package of support from Corporate Australia, and they'll be particularly announcing the founding principal partner for the corporate support for Australia's first Pride Centre will be IBM. And I think that reflects the fact that the Pride Centre leadership want to make sure that on top of the substantial state government investment, on top of the very generous contributions from the City of Port Phillip who kicked in the land, on top of the community support, that Corporate Australia, if they're thinking about what their own future looks like, needs to support diversity, needs to support inclusion. And later this morning, the Pride Centre board will be signing up IBM as their first founding principal partner for corporate support. And we're pretty confident that that will be the first of many.
That's amazing. So what does that mean for the Pride Centre? Does that mean like better facilities or better access to communications? Is there an outstanding feature if the corporate world does get involved with the centre?
You hit the nail on the head. So the land from the site was kicked in by the City of Port Phillip, which is $12.5 million worth of land. The Victorian government kicked in $15 million for capital support to get the place built. But the Pride Centre board, led by Jude Munro and with a diverse group of community-led representatives, has been putting together everything from the digital online virtual Pride Centre operating as a resource right now, through to the tenants, through to now, the next stage, corporate support. So IBM will be bringing in not just substantial financial contributions, but their support for, as you say, technology fit out and making sure that over and above just having a fantastic, inclusive, welcoming and celebratory site in St Kilda, that the reach of the Australia's first Pride Centre is well beyond the boundaries of the building, that it takes through the digital world, through the support that IBM bring, the message of inclusion, diversity, and we're richer through that to the wider world. And the fact that IBM, who have sought to pride their corporate identity on diversity and inclusion, have signed up first is a bit of a coup for Jude and the Pride Centre board.
Yeah, that is just fantastic stuff. And I think, you know, it's so important. I think a lot of people, you know, have been talking about the message of having something like a Pride Centre and how important that is for equality in Australia. But I think it's really important to talk about the fact that this is going to be a really functional space to use as well, right?
Absolutely. So as the community marches past every Pride celebration down Fitzroy Street at the end of midsummer, that's one thing. But to make sure that we have a 52 weeks of the year, 365 days of the year centre that provides an organisational base, a cultural base, a health and wellbeing base, as well as an opportunity to spread the message that until such time as we overcome homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, and recognise people regardless of their sexuality or gender identity as being who they are, we've still got a long way to go in the notion of what it is for Australia to be a society for the fair go. I think it was Joe Biden said that LGBTI rights was a great unfinished issue of human rights of our time, and I think he's right. And I think that the Pride Centre will be that organisational, celebratory, cultural base. And the fact that corporate leaders like IBM, and I understand there'll be others to follow soon, who want to get on board with that message, know that until such time as our entire community, including corporate Australia, reflect that diversity, we've still got some way to go in our quest for equality.
Yeah, I think it's really important as well, especially during Pride season. We hear a lot, especially coming out of America during Pride, of corporations saying that they support us changing a logo to a rainbow, that kind of thing. It's always important then to see corporations actually doing the next step to actually support us beyond sending out a nice Facebook status update. And IBM's definitely done that.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that the notion of, in this case, pink washing for corporate support is taken to a much higher level of strong commitments in a real financial sense to not just the Pride Centre of the community, but that their own internal approaches to diversity, inclusion and support are reflected in how they operate. And the fact that the Pride Centre, over and above facilitating corporate support and donations, which are always welcome, but as part of that, go through the process of essentially auditing those organisations' commitment to diversity, commitment to not just a fine-looking policy, but an implementation strategy. And I'll give credit where it's due. IBM have been a corporate leader in this space globally for some time, and I think today's recognition of that with support to Australia's first Pride Centre in Melbourne is bit of a landmark, and I hope it's followed by many more to come.
Absolutely, and definitely a big round of applause, IBM, for taking this on and for supporting the Pride Centre. And, of course, for more updates on the Pride Centre, pridecentre.org.au is where all the updates are, so you can keep an eye on the construction and what's going on.
Thank you for sharing that amazing news with us this morning. What an honour to have you.
Well, the pleasure's mine, and can I just take the opportunity to thank the Pride Centre Board, all of whom are volunteers, all of whom have put enormous effort into making sure that we take that message of inclusion, support, organisation and the goal of equality to deeply embed it in Melbourne and Victoria's cultural and political activity. I think when we look back in years to come, when the Pride Centre is successfully operating, that we'll see it as an absolute landmark in the struggle for LGBTIQ rights. And I want to thank Jude and all the board for their fantastic efforts so far.
Definitely. And a big thank you, of course, to everyone involved. You know, it's the volunteers and everyone that keeps all things like this that are so important ticking along. And Martin Foley, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, folks.
You too. Thanks. And once again, that was Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, and pridecentre.org.au for all information on the construction here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.